Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Producer Jason Slack. Today is Tuesday, June 15th, and on today's episode, we'll be doing a special mailbag edition. So without a doubt, let's get it in. Before I start with some of the questions, I'd like to give you an update on my AAU team, Dream Elite. We played this weekend. We had a tournament. We traveled up to Dillon, South Carolina. That's about an hour and a half from our home base of Columbia, South Carolina. A small road trip right before we head to Nationals in the beginning of July. You know, a little pickup tournament before we head to the big dance, the big stage in Orlando, first week of July. I'll be giving you more information on that. But things went good in Dillon. Things went bad. I guess let me start off from the beginning. Our first game, we just didn't make shots. As simple as that. You know, we lost the first game, and we just didn't hit our shots. You know, we came out flat. I don't think we came out prepared. You know, better preparation would have been, you know, a better outcome. You know, and that's on me. That's my job to make sure my team is prepared no matter where we play at. No matter what time we play, we just didn't hit shots and we just didn't come out prepared. So that was the first game. About an hour or so later, we came out for the second game and we put on a show. We put on a show that second game. We put on a clinic, man. We ended up winning the game 71-34. And one of my players, Vaughn Davis, is actually from Dillon. And that was, I enjoyed that. That was actually a good homecoming for him. You know, he showed out, he put on the show. We had the crowd on our side. You know, the crowd was cheering us on. And whenever you get a win like that, you know, traveling into somebody else's destination, it's always a good feeling. It's always a good feeling, especially like when you're an away team and the crowd is cheering for you. That means that you definitely about something, and that was a good feeling. That was by far my biggest win as a coach. That was my largest margin of a victory as a coach so far, so that definitely stands out in my book. We ended Saturday on a high note with that 40-point victory, and we finished the day 1-1. And as it turned out, we got some good news because there was 5 teams in our bracket. And it turned out that every team finished 1-1. So at that point, we just had to wait and continue to watch the app, you know, look for updates and stuff like that because it's a point system that they go by. And we got some good news later on that day because of our large defeat in the second our large victory in the second game, that put us as the number one seed. And we got a chance to get a rematch in the championship game versus the team that we lost to in the first game on Saturday. On Sunday, during the championship game, we got down by 7 points in the first half. As always, what I teach we're going to fight back, man. We're going to come out of it, you know. In the second half, we ended up tying the game and actually taking the lead late in the second half with about 2 minutes to go. There was a questionable call by the referee, I would say. My man, Vaughn Davis, who's from Dillon, who I spoke about just a couple of seconds ago, was in position, was in great position to take a charge, man. He was in perfect position to take the charge. He was there. And the referees called it the other way. You know, boom, the other team made the layup, counted, and plus he hit the free throw. Sometimes that happens, man. You know, referees miss calls. It is what it is. I teach my guys that all the time. Can't depend on the refs. You have to act like the refs. Have family members on the other team. You have to act like the referees. You have to act like it's their first game, you know, officiating the game. You know, you have to have that kind of mindset that the referees are against you. Once you get that kind of mindset, even if you get halfway decent officiating, you should have no problems in the future. As long as you keep that mindset in mind and just keep working hard and act like you're not going to get any help from them, you would always be good. You would always put yourself in position to win the game. And we ended up losing by 1 point. We couldn't get that basket to go. You know, no shame. My guys fought. My guys really fought hard, man. And we was right there to take that third title, you know. And it's a win. You know, we traveled on the road. We gained some fans. We gained some recognition. And we was right there in the championship again. You know, and we'll be right back again next time. You know, so I say it's a positive experience. I'm still looking for that third championship as a coach, and I will get it soon. Now, let me get into some of these questions on this special mailbag edition of the Slackers Talk podcast. Some of these questions are about sports. Some of them are regular questions, and I'm going to do it like that from now on, just to mix, so I can have all the questions in order as, you know, I get them into my email. And the first question goes, Jay, what do you think about the Raw and Uncut podcast? And how do you feel now that the Slackers Talk podcast is not the only podcast on the Vision Live Network? And this question is from Tasha. Oh, man, I love the Raw and Uncut podcast, man. Dakota Ratton, that's my guy, man. That's my guy. I love the podcast. I think everybody should listen to it. My man is going to be on there giving great insight. He's going to be giving great advice. He's going to be teaching. He's going to be telling people how to handle situations. He's just coming at it from a different angle, man. And I think it's a show that everybody should listen to. I think everybody should gain something from it. Everybody can gain something from it. It's an interactive show. You know, he wants you to send in your emails and your questions, comments, and concerns as well. And I think everybody should listen to it. Definitely. About Slackers Talk not being the only podcast anymore. If anybody know me, I'm about entertainment, period. You know, I'm all about entertainment. If the Slackers Talk can't be on 7 days a week, if I can't do a movie, film a movie every day, or if it's not anything that I'm directly associated with, I definitely don't have a problem with producing shows and having a hand in other venues on the back end. I think the greatest gift in entertainment is being able to give people different options. When people look at sports, you know, they just don't watch basketball. Some watch football and baseball too. I like bringing you different options from different people. I think, you know, I think it's a lot of respect to gain from that, you know. Plus, I love the fact that the Vision Live Network would be able to give you a full schedule. You know, the ability to have something going on every day.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slack is Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Life Network. The Vision Life Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlifenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions are two proud sponsors of the Vision Live Network, working together to bring us the best listening experience possible. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions, two marquee names in our industry today. For more information, visit 40visionfilms.com.
Welcome back to the Slack is Talk podcast. Now let's get back into some more of these questions. The next question is from Joshua. Do you think Chris Paul finally has a chance to win a ring? Man, Josh, I'm going to tell you like this, man. For Chris Paul, it's now or never, man. It's now or never. Like, one thing is for sure, we have brand new champions. The Lakers have been eliminated. We have a brand new finals matchup as well. Also, the Miami Heat got eliminated. I will say this, like, this is by far his best chance, the greatest chance that he has ever had so far in his career. And I'll say that it's definitely there for the taking from him, for him. They just swept the Denver Nuggets, which is surprising. I thought Denver would at least be good for one game. I kind of like the Clippers to come out the West, but it seems like they've been struggling. They had to go to Game 7 with Dallas, and they're struggling now again with Utah. So that's up for grabs. And then in the East, you have the Brooklyn Nets. Definitely, I'll say, probably is the favorites, man, with that talented lineup. But the Brooklyn Nets are prone to injury, man. I think my man Kyrie went out just the other day with an injury. So things are kind of like breaking Phoenix's way. You know, you still got the Greek Freak. You know, he still, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? He's something to deal with. But I got to say, man, it's there for the taking. And this is his best chance. And it might also be his last. Next question is from Vince. And it goes, Jay, what do you think about the Aaron Rodgers situation? Oh, man, this one is crazy. First off, man, I keep hearing different things about why he's upset. The first thing that I heard was he got upset the year before last because Green Bay selected quarterback. Is it Jordan? I forgot his name, but I remember him. He's from Utah. And they selected him in the first round. Now, I got to say, if that's his reasoning, that's a very bad reason because I don't understand. Because when Green Bay drafted Aaron Rodgers, they had Brett Favre on the roster, who happens to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, you do understand as a veteran that these teams do got to prepare for life without you. They do got to prepare for the future. Green Bay has never had a quarterback problem. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been playing for 13-plus years, whatever it's been. And before that, Brett Favre played for a long time. So Green Bay has never had a quarterback problem. I mean, all the teams in the NFL that wish they had a quarterback, Green Bay has never had that problem at all. And because of that, you know, we all know that the quarterback is the most important position in football. Because of that, Green Bay is a threat to go to the Super Bowl every year. And I mean every year. Now, they might have some down years. You know, no team is good every single year. But they might have some down years, but they always a threat and they always in contention. Now, that was the first thing I heard about Aaron Rodgers. The second thing I heard was he was upset because Green Bay wasn't giving him enough help. They wasn't bringing in enough people. Now, if that's the case, I don't understand that either, because everybody knows Green Bay is a small market team. It's the same thing as the Milwaukee Bucks. Green Bay is owned by the government. You know, they don't have an owner. Very small market team. They was never known for bringing in free agents, high price free agents. They was never known for, you know, spending $100 million in free agency. They was never known for that. They was always known for having a great quarterback and being able to draft and develop players. And it's always been like that. It's been like that before Aaron Rodgers. It's been like that now, and it's been like that since forever. So I don't understand why he would ever think that it would change now. In the era of free agency where people are constantly changing teams left and right, Aaron Rodgers, I thought, would be an exception. You know, I'm not a Green Bay fan, but it's certain people that you just can't see play anywhere else, and he was one of them. And I got to say, like, if he does end up getting traded or not playing anymore or leaving that team, that would be very disappointing. Next question is from James. I know when it comes down to music, you more old school, but what is a new artist that you listen to? And name a new song that you currently listen to a lot. I guess when you say new artist, you mean somebody from the younger generation. It doesn't have to be like somebody who just came out just now. So I'll give you two names. I like Pooh Shiesty. You know, I listen to a lot of his music. He's under the influence of Gucci Mane. You know, he's down with Gucci Mane's record label, Brick Squad Entertainment. And when I listen to him, you can see you can hear the Gucci Mane influence. You know what I'm saying? Gucci Mane is somebody I listen to, somebody I came up listening to, and I can hear the influence in Pooh Shiesty's music. Also, I like the Migos. I feel like they got good chemistry. Like they go back and forth together. Like they mix. Like the lyrics, their style, the flow, everything coordinates with them, man. And that kind of stuff counts with me, man. You know what I'm saying? I can hear the chemistry in their music. And as far as the song I listen to, she's not a new artist, but it's a new song. The song I'm talking about is Nicki Minaj. And the artist I'm talking about is Nicki Minaj. And the song I'm talking about is Seeing Green. And it features Lil Wayne and Drake. I love the beat. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of a beat type of person. And also, like, it's good, man, how they reunited to come together for that track, man. You know what I'm saying? Young Money in the building. Shout out to Young Money. It's good. It shows that, you know, you can branch off, do your own thing, and become great. But also, like, don't forget where you come from. You know what I'm saying? And you can see that chemistry, they still got it. You know, it hasn't gone anywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's a good track. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a good track. And to add to your question, I'm going to give you two artists to look for as well. Look out for my man PJ De Niro, and look out for my man Teek Moolah. Remember those two names, man. You heard it here first on the Slackers Talk podcast.
It's going down with the Vision Live Network, the number one network in the game. The Vision is live.
And the last question of the day is from my homeboy Rod from Queens, who I've been knowing since my childhood years in New York. And his question is off the charts. It goes, there are rumors that your boy Scottie Pippen is unhappy with Michael Jordan. He's unhappy about the documentary that came out over a year ago, and he has felt like he hasn't been given his props. And to add to it, there's talks about him coming out with a book and exposing the truth. How do you feel about your two boys going at it like this? Okay, so the question is referring to my boy Rod knows that I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. And he also know that Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen is my two favorite players of all time. Now, I knew this question was coming. I just didn't know that it was coming this soon. I thought that people would wait until Scottie actually comes out with a book and then go from there. But here we are. Now, it's like this. And this is the simplest way that I could explain it. This is coming from my experience as a writer, and it's coming from my experience as a film producer. Now, any time that a person is telling a story about them, any time a person is telling a story from their perspective, quite natural and quite normal, the story is always going to be about them. Now, the story is going to contain other people, but mainly the story is going to feature stuff about the individual. Now, what that means is it doesn't mean that he's disrespecting other people per se. It doesn't mean that, you know, he's leaving people out on purpose. He's telling the story from his perspective. Now, when you tell a story from your perspective, sometimes that doesn't include everything everybody else did. Sometimes it's impossible to include everything that everybody else did for time and purposes. If somebody is just creating a story, well, that's different. When you're creating a story, it's basically about just what you want to do with it. You know, that's something that you're making up. That's just entertainment. That's just something that you're building. But real is real. Reality is reality. These teammates played together for over a decade. And these are just two players. These are not counting all the other teammates that they ever played with because they didn't have the same exact team. You have to talk about the coach. You have to talk about the general manager. You have to talk about the fans. You have to talk about all the other stuff that went on outside of basketball as well. And it's just not enough time to accomplish all that while he's featured, while he's the main attraction and has to feature everything about him as well. You know, it's just not enough time. You have to consider the fact that you're talking about, let's say they played together for 10 years because Jordan had some retirements in the middle of that. So, let's just say they played together for 10 years. You're trying to take 10 years and accomplish everything that happened in 10 years, everything about every season and all that. You're trying to accomplish this in 2 hours. The show was 2 hours. The segments, or it was broken down into half an hour shows or whatever it was. It's just impossible. You can't do it. The example that I give real quick, there's this show that I'm watching right now. It's a new show called Godfather of Harlem. And it's a new show that's streaming now. The show is about Bumpy Johnson. And to make a long story short, for those of y'all that know Bumpy Johnson, the movie Hoodlum that came out in the 90s, that was about Bumpy Johnson. Malcolm X, of course, that was about the movie Malcolm X. That was about Malcolm X, of course. That came out in the early 90s. And Muhammad Ali also has his own movie. And I'm not sure what year that came out of, you know, on top. I can't name it off top. But to make a long story short, The Godfather of Harlem kind of highlights how Bumpy Johnson and Malcolm X were friends. They talked a lot and they interacted a lot with each other. Now, I had no idea about this. I seen the movie Malcolm X. I seen the movie Hoodlum. And neither one of those movies was it ever said that them two knew each other, or, you know, there was no mention of one another in none of those movies. Now, Muhammad Ali, there was a mention of Malcolm X, but there was no movie, there was no mention of Bumpy Johnson. Now, all three of these movies were great. I like them all. But all three movies were told by different perspectives. And that raises my point. Like, it's not to say that none of it is true. It's not to say that all of it is true. It's being told by different people. And certain things got left out from each. Now, when Scottie Pippen comes out with his book, if he comes out with this book, the book is going to feature him. The book is going to highlight him, as well as it should. It's his book. But unless this book is 8,000 pages, 7,000 pages, where he just covers every single thing, there's going to be somebody that feels like they got left out. Guaranteed. I guarantee you there's somebody that's going to say, this didn't get mentioned, that didn't happen that way. It happens all the time. And I'm going to leave on this note of asking a question. Name me a documentary or an autobiography that has came out. Just name me one. Anybody. Name one that has came out and there was never anybody that followed and said, nah, things didn't really happen like that. Every movie or book that came out like that, there was always somebody that came out and let it be known that they was unhappy with it. And this ain't no different. You know, Michael and Scotty, they still the greatest duo of all time. They didn't like what each other did all the time on the court, but they still won 6 rings together. And there would never be a better NBA duo than Michael and Scotty. I don't care how many super teams they try to put together, none is better than Michael and Scotty. This has been an episode of the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and we'll talk again later on in the week.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.